April 17th, 2017. Actually, Dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. I love you. You'd be 90. Yeah, you are never gonna make that. I didn't expect you to make it past. You were 42 when I was born, so remember at Dietra's wedding? And it was the night of the wedding. Everyone was back at the house. It was a great party. I was, you know, had pink eye and an ear infection, but Ken and Clamis, everyone around the table laughing, and you called, and it was back, you know, in Aunt Mary and Uncle Amos's room, and I don't know. So she talked to you, and then I went and got on the phone with you, and you were, hey, how's everything doing? And I said, you're in the hospital. Like, I don't know how I knew. It was always like that with us. Well, I definitely knew. You had had a heart attack and you didn't want to tell me. And, I mean, you didn't sound like it from the phone. I just knew. Like, if you thought it, I knew it. Sometimes it went the other way, which could be troublesome. I don't know. We never did lie much to each other, did we? Right. There's a lot of things I wish. I wish I would have listened more. You made it really fucking difficult, but I wish I would have. Thank you for introducing me to wires. Thank you for me and my children for not saying, don't touch that, but for showing us how. No matter how young we were, I remember how proud you were of the girls when you had the computer. Well, you always had a computer, but and it was always a Mac. But, you know, the girls would be back there tiny. Of course, they were always tiny, but definitely, you know, pre-elementary school, and they'd be back there in your room just like with a little mouse going so fast, and you're saying, look, like they're better at me than this. Never bothered you. I mean, you had big ego, which was really a lot of insecurity. I mean, and definitely a lot of real things to be proud of, but there was a lot of insecurity in it, and we understood that. It didn't need to be, but it was. Hey, we're all imprinted from what happens to us, but yeah, that was a really cool thing. At the end, this is something not that many people know. I mean, people close at the time, but definitely isn't part of your, you know, sort of weird, crazy, mythic record of things you did. But what Dad loved at the end most was, he'd always say, get me one of those really big Hershey bars. And he liked to keep it in his drawer. Dad always liked doing stuff with kids that he wasn't really supposed to, and they'd come back to his room and he'd give them, like, you know, one of the little tiny pieces you take off. Just a little sneak, you know. Ethan called him Mr. Fix-It, which he loved. And Dad could fix anything. I could too, basically. But Dad was just amazing at it. That's something Mom always said about him too. Like, it didn't matter, obviously, electronics, but plumbing, just anything mechanical, we have that gene. But yeah, so it was always, get me, you know, the big Hershey bars, and he'd dole them out a little bit at a time to the kids, and that made him happy. And so if I was at, you know, a place and they were on sale, I'd get a couple, you know, to take over one at a time. I saw all, you know, both my parents and Aunt Patty for a while. Both my parents many times a week. Go to Dad's a lot. Sometimes just have to, you know, oh, can you run get me? And if I'd go to the store, I'd be like, give me some kind of mustard. What kind? I don't care. Just something weird. Anyway, excuse me. If there had been, if there was a sale on the big Hershey bars, I'd buy a few. And after he died, It was actually after mom died too, which was, you know, a month after. So right after. Nana, Tony's mom, had come to help. I was worthless. After dad died, I still had to keep, you know, mom's feeding tube. We just found out she was going to die. I was just sort of in shock, a walking zombie. So after mom died, of course, they both hit. And Jackie had died just before that. And Patty was sick. It was a lot. But losing my parents, I was raised, you know, as an only child. I wanted brothers and sisters. I technically had brothers and sisters. By the time I met them, they were basically grown. And other than Robin, none of them liked me. Rusty was okay to me. I mean, he was grown. I knew Kit as soon as I knew Rusty. Kit and Rusty were always, you know, connected to me. And Kit is my sister, my only sister now. Certainly as much or more than Rusty is my brother. Anyway, so Nana was there, and we were cleaning things out, and we were cleaning out that cabinet, and I had a big, well, it wasn't quite a pantry, but anyway, big, nice kitchen, and kind of back on the side behind some things was that love phone, a single big Hershey's bar meant for dad. I don't know, that always sticks with me. That damn Hershey bar was meant for the next time I saw him, so I could give it to the kids little by little and make them happy and feel like, shh, don't tell grandmommy. That was one of the best things about dad. Those little secrets. They weren't hurtful. They were just those little secrets. He knew the power of that. God, he loved those kids. He loved kids. Could be a real ass, but he generally wasn't to kids. Anyway, love you, Dad. You would have never made it to 90, but you're still alive with me.